Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Economic survey projects over 6% GDP growth in current fiscal, says fundamentals of economy remain robust. Chief Economic Advisor Dr. V. Anant Nageshwaran says agriculture is the sector of the future. President Draupadi Murmu expresses confidence on future generations to witness developed, strong and prosperous India by 2047. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to present the Union Budget tomorrow. Country's infrastructure output registers 4% increase in December 2024 on annual basis. In cricket, Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, India enter finals, thrashing England by 9 wickets in semi-final at Kuala Lumpur. And in men's cricket, India set a target of 182 runs before England in Pune in the fourth T20 match. And now the news in detail. India's real GDP is estimated to grow by 6.4% in the financial year 2025-26, and the growth is likely to range between 6.3% and 6.8% in the next financial year. This was projected in the economic survey presented by the Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in both the Houses of Parliament today. The economic survey highlights that the fundamentals of the domestic economy remain robust with calibrated fiscal consolidation and stable private consumption. It mentioned that the country has displayed steady economic growth supported by the agriculture and services sector. Rural demand is witnessing improvement on the back of record kharif production and favorable agricultural conditions. It says the manufacturing sector faced pressures due to weak global demand and domestic seasonal conditions. Chief Economic Advisor CEA Dr. V. Anant Nageshwaran has said that agriculture is the sector of the future, as there is enough scope to raise the contribution of agriculture by 0.75% to 1% in terms of GDP growth. Briefing media in New Delhi after the tabling of the economic survey in Parliament, Mr. Nageshwaran said the area under micro-irrigation has increased threefold.
In agriculture, we deliberately call it the sector of the future because there is enough scope to raise the contribution of agriculture by 0.75% to 1% in terms of GDP growth by empowering farmers, as we wrote in the last July survey. And there are examples which we have cited in this survey as well from different states, and also both in terms of land pulling and also in terms of irrigation potential, which we have done quite well in the last 8 years, the area under micro-irrigation has gone up by 3 times.
The CEA said in terms of infrastructure, India has done well with new airports, trains and reduced turnaround times at ports. He said there has also been an expansion in telecom and power sector capacity. President Draupadi Murmu today said, amid global instability, India is setting an example to the world by emerging as a pillar of economic, social and political stability. Addressing the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament at the beginning of the budget session this morning, the President said her government is working with unprecedented pace for the development of the country and to ensure welfare of the people with a vision to reform, perform and transform. President Murmu also expressed confidence that the future generations of the country will witness a developed, strong, capable and prosperous India by 2047.
मेरी सरकार के एक दशक के कार्यकाल ने विकसित भारत की यात्रा को नई ऊर्जा दी है विकसित भारत के विजन में जन भागीदारी का सामूहिक सामर्थ्य है देश की आर्थिक उन्नति का रोड मैप है डिजिटल क्रांति के रूप में टेक्नोलॉजी की ताकत है और आधुनिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर आधार भी है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said President Draupadi Murmu's address was a resonant outline of India's path towards building a Viksit Bharat. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, President Murmu highlighted initiatives across sectors and underscored the importance of all-round as well as futuristic development. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget for financial year 2025-26 tomorrow, marking her 8th consecutive budget. More from our correspondent.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget tomorrow. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha will discuss the motion of thanks on the President's address on Monday. 16 bills, including the Finance Bill 2025, the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024, the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025, the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024, and the Railways Amendment Bill 2024, will be taken up for discussion and passage. The first part of the budget session will be held till 13th February, while the second leg of the session will be held from 10th March to 4th April. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Finance Minister interacted with the secretaries and senior officials of the Finance Ministry involved in the budget-making process at her office in North Block in New Delhi. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary also participated in the meeting. People from Punjab are expecting industrial infrastructure, tax rebate, social security for employers and relief to the middle class from the budget tomorrow. Deputy Director, Engineering Export Promotion Council of India, Upinder Singh said that Punjab industry wants infrastructure development.
Industry wants infrastructure development, जो बहुत ही खराब हालत में है. लुधियाना, जलंधर, अमृतसर तीनों जगह पे आप मेजर जो आपके सिटीज हैं वहां पे देख लीजिए. और दूसरा जो है यहाँ पे एक एग्जीबिशन सेंटर चाहिए. कोई भी कंट्री जो है एग्जीबिशन के दम पर ही ऊपर आता है. जो लोग विजिट करते हैं वो आपको व्यापार देते हैं.
In view of the presentation of the Union Budget tomorrow, the key market exchanges, Bombay Stock Exchange and National Stock Exchange, will remain open for trading in a break from the usual weekend routine. The equity markets will be open from 9:15 a.m. to 3:30 p.m, while commodity derivatives market will extend its trading until 5 p.m. In addition to equity and commodity derivatives trading, the Multi-Commodity Exchange of India will also conduct a live trading session on the same day. Rashtrapati Bhavan has clarified that President Draupadi Murmu was not tired at any point during her address today. It said in a statement that comments by some prominent leaders of Congress Party have hurt the dignity of the high office and are unacceptable. It added that such comments are in poor taste, unfortunate and entirely avoidable. Rashtrapati Bhavan said President Murmu believes that speaking up for the marginalized communities, women and farmers, can never be tiring. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also hit out at the Congress for the remarks made by Sonia Gandhi against President Draupadi Murmu. During his election rally in Delhi today, Mr. Modi said that by making remarks, the Congress has insulted the 10 crore tribal brothers and sisters of the country.
Hamare sammaniya Rashtrapati bhashan diya. लेकिन कांग्रेस का शाही परिवार उनके अपमान पर उतर आया है. शाही परिवार के एक सदस्य ने कहा कि आदिवासी बेटी ने बोरिंग भाषण दिया. दूसरी सदस्य तो इससे भी एक कदम आगे बढ़ गई. उन्होंने राष्ट्रपति जी को गरीब कहा, थकी हुई कहा. एक आदिवासी बेटी का बोलना इनको बोरिंग लगता है. ये देश के 10 करोड़ आदिवासी भाई बहनों का अपमान है.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज. फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट्स राउंड द क्लॉक, फॉलो अस ऑन आवर एक्स हैंडल एट AIR न्यूज अलर्ट्स. एंड फॉर डिटेल्स ऑफ दीज स्टोरीज एंड मोर, लॉग ऑन टू आवर वेबसाइट www.newsonair.gov.in एंड डाउनलोड द न्यूज ऑन AIR ऐप.
Union Budget 2025-26.
Tune in to Akashwani News for a special day-long live program on the Union Budget 2025-26.
In-depth analysis by experts.
Special budget bulletins.
Reaction on the budget.
And exclusive interviews.
Tune in to Akashwani Gold Channel 100.1 MHz and other frequencies.
From 10:10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday, the 1st of February.
Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. India's infrastructure output, which constitutes about two-fifths of the country's industrial production, increased by 4% in December 2024 on an annual basis. This growth was driven by an increase in 7 of the 8 core sectors during the month. The production of coal, electricity, steel, cement, refinery products, fertilizers, and crude oil recorded positive growth. The External Affairs Ministry today said that India and the US are working on an early visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the US to further deepen the India-US Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership. Briefing the media in New Delhi this evening, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said specific dates for the visit will be announced at an appropriate time.
Prime Minister and President Trump had a telephone conversation some days back recently. The two sides are working on an early visit of the Prime Minister to the United States to further deepen India-US comprehensive global strategic partnership, and specific dates for this visit are still being worked out and will be announced at the appropriate time.
On three Indian nationals missing in Iran, Mr. Jaiswal said that the ministry is in regular touch with the families of the missing persons. They reportedly travelled for business purposes and the families lost contact with them shortly after their arrival in Iran. With only 4 days left for campaigning for the Delhi Assembly polls, the city is heated up with roadshows, rallies, public meetings and door-to-door campaigns. Prominent leaders of all political parties and candidates are not leaving any stone unturned to reach the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in Dwarka today. He said the national capital needs a double-engine government for rapid development of the city.
Delhi mein double engine Bhajpa sarkar ke prayason ke kai charan honge. Pehla Yamuna ka pani swachh banayenge. Dusra Yamuna ke kinare आधुनिक रिवर फ्रंट बनाएंगे, तीसरा यमुना किनारे टूरिज्म का ग्रीन कॉरिडोर बनाया जाएगा.
On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal claimed that a family in Delhi with 18 members saved 50,000 rupees per month by availing different schemes being offered by the AAP government in the national capital. He campaigned for the party at Gandhinagar today. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi held a roadshow at Nangloi Jat in New Delhi. Senior Congress leader and leader of opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, addressed a public meeting in Madhepur constituency today. Meanwhile, the Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi, R. Alice Vaz, briefed the media today regarding poll preparedness in the capital. He informed that over 1.56 crore voters will decide the fate of Delhi in the upcoming assembly elections on the 5th of next month. Our correspondent gives us a detailed report.
The Election Commission is taking various voter-friendly measures for smooth conduct of polls in the city. These include providing ramps, wheelchairs, medical teams and crash services in the polling stations. Color-coded systems will be used so that voters can easily identify their booths. Around 1,400 polling stations have been set up across 2,969 premises. Out of this, 733 polling stations are designated for persons with disabilities. Over 1 lakh polling personnel have been deployed and all polling stations will have essential amenities under the Assured Minimum Facility Policy. An artificial intelligence-based queue management system has been unveiled which will enable the voters to check real-time crowd levels at polling centers to avoid queues. For voter assistance, nearly 9,000 trained volunteers will be deployed and a pick-and-drop facility can be accessed via the helpline number 1950 and the Saksham ECI app. Sumit Saha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Judicial Commission set up to probe the reasons behind the Mahakumbh incident today visited the Sangam Ghat to investigate the cause and circumstances of the incident. On Wednesday, the incident had claimed 30 lives and 60 were injured in Mahakumbh. On to sports now. In the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India thrashed England by 9 wickets in the second semi-final in Kuala Lumpur to seal a spot in the final. Chasing the target of 114 runs set by England, India comfortably made 117 for 1 in 15 overs. In men's cricket, India have set a target of 182 runs before England in the 4th T20 International at the Maharashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Pune. Indian team scored 181 runs for 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Economic survey projects over 6% GDP growth in current fiscal, says fundamentals of economy remain robust. CEA Dr. V. Ananthanageshwaran says agriculture is the sector of the future. President Murmu expresses confidence on future generations to witness a developed, strong and prosperous India by 2047. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to present Union Budget tomorrow. And in cricket, Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, India entered the final, thrashing England by 9 wickets. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.